Amen. Once again, I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to open up God's Word tonight, Mark chapter number 6. My wife and I are grateful to God for the opportunity that we've had to work in this church. It's been over 5 years now, and we can't believe how time has flown by so quickly, but we're so grateful for the opportunity the Lord has given us, and we're excited about the opportunity to help in the young adult ministry here. And I wanted to invite you, my wife and I want to invite you, if you're a young adult, ages 18 to about 30, we are in the young adult class, the college and career class in the Building B on Sunday mornings. Next week, we're going to be having lunch with Ed Loney, the preacher that's going to be preaching in the youth rally right here in our gym. And so come, we're going to have a little CR Chicks, and it'll be a great time together for you young adults. And just want to invite you, if you don't know about the class already, we'd love to have you be a part of what God is doing there. And I hope you'll pray for the youth rally this week. I love Brother Ed. I went to college with him, and we played basketball together, and the Lord's using him in a mighty way. He's preaching all over the place, and the Lord's used him. And I know that you'll be excited to hear from him on Sunday, and I hope you'll pray for the rally on Saturday. You never know who's going to come through the doors needing to hear the messages. The first youth rally we had 2 years ago, there was a pastor's daughter that came up from Miami, and she ended up getting saved at the youth rally. And so pray that the Lord works in the lives of the young people, the workers. Pray for the lost to be saved. Pray for the backslidden to come back to Christ. Pray for those who are discouraged to be encouraged. And it's going to be a great time together in the Lord. And if you're interested in helping with that, come see me after the service today. We always need people to greet, to be a smiling presence around the church building, to help anybody in need there. It'll be a wonderful time together. Mark chapter number 6, I want to draw your attention to verse number 31. And I'm praying for you all. I just chugged the coffee a little bit ago, so I'm hoping it's not going to be like trying to take a sip of water from a fire hose tonight. I'll try to slow down, but we're going to get through it tonight. I want you to look at Mark chapter 6, verse number 31. The Bible says, "And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while, for there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat." I want you to think about this very familiar portion of Scripture that we have here tonight. Think about it. The disciples had met a very special person. We have disciples that had come from many walks of life before Jesus. The disciples had come from different occupations. Some of them were fishermen. Some of them were tax collectors and people that came from diverse backgrounds. But one day, these people that were fishermen, these people that were tax collectors that had all different backgrounds, somebody came to them and he was a little bit different than anybody else they'd ever met. They met the Lord Jesus and Jesus changed their life. Remember the accounts in the book of Luke in chapter 5, Peter's on the boat and Jesus gets on the boat with him and he's teaching the people out of the boat, and after that he tells Peter, go out, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught, and he drops the net into the water. He gets a multitude of fishes, and from that point on he's following the Lord Jesus. These disciples had started to follow the Lord Jesus. They'd been with the Lord Jesus. They'd seen everything that he's done. He touched the blind eye and the blind eye could see. He touched the deaf ear and the deaf ear could hear again. He did many miracles. They met this special person. But by way of introduction this morning, or tonight rather, the disciples met a special person, and that special person, the Lord Jesus, gave them a special purpose. Aren't you glad tonight that when you had a run-in with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he changed your life? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You didn't have a purpose, but when you got saved, you got a purpose. You've been delivered from death to life, from hell to heaven, and when you start to follow Jesus, everything changes. They had a special purpose. What were those special purposes? First of all, just by way of introduction tonight, walk with me. He wanted the disciples to follow him. Back in Mark chapter number 3 and verse number 14, the Bible says, "And he ordained 12 that they should be with him and that he might send them forth to preach." Earlier in our chapter here, Mark chapter 6 and verse number 7, the Bible says, "And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth two by two and gave them power over unclean spirits. In other words, before the disciples got to serving, before the disciples got to working, their job was to walk with Christ. And when I say tonight, our job as Christians first is to walk with the Lord Jesus. Our job as Christians is to go to Him. Our job as Christians is to draw nigh to Him. And you think about this Christian life, it's boiled down to two simple words that Jesus said to Matthew in Matthew chapter 9 and verse number 9. These two words wraps up the Christian life. Follow me. That's what the Christian life is tonight. Matthew was sitting there at the receipt of custom, and Jesus came to him and said to Matthew, follow me. And he arose, the Bible says, and he followed Jesus. He went to Matthew. He gave him a very special purpose, a very specific purpose, and a very simple purpose. Follow me. It's not always easy, but it is a simple command. Follow me. So the disciples follow Jesus, they did. The command was to walk with him. Remember, before they went to serve, they were called unto Jesus first. He gave them a second command, not only walk with me, but work with me. Look again at Mark chapter 3 and verse number 14. The Bible says, and he ordained the 12 that they should be with him first of all, and that he might send them forth to preach. Notice the call first is unto Christ, then to go and serve. Mark chapter 6, again, verse number 7, once again. And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth two by two. And he gave them power over unclean spirits. And he commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse, but be shod with sandals and not put on two coats. The Lord called them unto himself, and as he called them unto himself, then he sent them forth to preach, then he sent them forth to serve. The first call of the Christian is coming unto Christ before we serve him, and serve the disciples did. As a matter of fact, not only did they meet a special person who gave them a special purpose, but these disciples, by way of introduction, they served persistently. They got busy working. They were getting the job done. Look again, Mark chapter 6, verse number 12. The Bible says, and they went out and preached that men should repent, and they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. These disciples got to work. We find out that they, first of all, were very, very busy. How many of you have ever had a busy schedule in your life? Anybody tonight had a busy schedule? These disciples were entering in to the burdens of other people. They were working very hard. They were putting in the work. They were going every which way. They were healing. They were preaching. They were entering into the burdens of the people. And because they were busy, because they were working with people, now not only were they busy, they became big time. Everybody wanted a piece of the disciples. Everybody wanted to grab their attention. Hey, come over here with us. Come see us. Not only were they busy, they were big time. People wanted a piece of the disciples. We find not only were they busy, but they were big, but we also find out they were burdened. Look in chapter 6 of our text, verse number 25. And she came in straightway with haste unto the king and asked, saying, I will that thou give me by and by in a charger the head of John the Baptist. And the king was exceeding sorry, yet for his oath's sake and for their sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her. The Bible says, and immediately the king set an executioner and commanded his head to be brought. And he went and beheaded him in prison and brought his head in a charger and gave it to the damsel, and the damsel gave it to her mother. And when his disciples heard of it, they came and took up his corpse. Of course, this is John the Baptist. They came and took up his corpse and laid it in a tomb. These disciples, they were busy. These disciples were big time. People were going to them. These disciples were burdened. I wonder tonight if there's anybody under the sound of my voice or even watching tonight, you're very, very busy, or people are demanding a lot of you, or maybe you're very, very burdened tonight. Let me assure you, let me encourage you tonight. Jesus has a call to you tonight. Jesus has something that he would like for you to do in the midst of your busyness, in the midst of your schedule, in the midst of everybody that wants a piece of you, in the midst of everything going on in your life. Jesus calls you to go away with him. Look again at verse number 31 of our text.
The Bible says, "And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart in a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat." I want to preach on this subject tonight for just a few moments. Come apart before you fall apart. Let's pray together, may we? Father, I pray you take your word tonight and use it. You promise, God, that your word would not return void. And so as we go through the scriptures, I pray that you would feed your people tonight. I pray that you take me as a vessel, cleanse me, clean me, fill me with your spirit, Lord. I pray that you encourage those who are discouraged tonight. Help us, Lord. We need you. We thank you for your goodness. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Been busy before. Got a lot of things going on. And in particular in the work of the ministry, sometimes you can be busy. You're talking to people, going different places, planning different things, doing a lot of different things. But over the years, my wife and I have discovered you can do the work of God without the God of the work. You can do the work of God without the God of the work. In other words, you can get so busy into doing things, you can get so busy into planning things, you can get so busy into going to that visit and going to this visit and studying for these types of things that you forget sometimes that you're serving with God, not just for God. And as the disciples came to Jesus, the Bible says that they told him everything that they did. They were talking about the unclean spirits. They were talking about perhaps John the Baptist. They were talking about all the people that they were able to heal. And Jesus said to them, hold on just a second. You've been doing a lot of things. You've been really, really busy. You've been burdened. You're doing all these things. Let's take a moment. Let's go away. Let's come apart and rest a little while. Sometimes we get so busy, it's important to realize that we need a little bit of rest. We need a break sometimes. Not a break from the work necessarily, but a break to recalibrate, a break to reset, a break to get back to the feet of Jesus and renew our purpose in Him. And that's what we have here in this account. First of all, tonight, I want you to consider this. There was an intense duration of ministry for the disciples. There was an intense duration of ministry for the disciples. Look one more time, Mark chapter 6 and verse number 30. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus, and watch this now, and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. Okay, first of all, consider this. They were serving. We said before in the introduction that they were getting after it. They were healing and they were helping. They were preaching. They were entering into the burdens of people. They were putting in the work. They were serving. But be careful when we get busy, not just in ministry things, but in our jobs and raising families and so forth. Don't make what is supposed to be a byproduct a goal. Don't make what is a byproduct a goal. The byproduct had become the objective. If God's people are not careful, doing work for God can take the place of our walk with God. It can be become possible to do the work of God without the God of the work. I want you to know tonight that serving God is a byproduct of walking with God. We don't serve just to serve. If you serve just to serve, you're going to get tired. You're going to get burned out. But as you go to the Good Shepherd, as you go to the Lord Jesus, your purpose gets renewed. But they were serving and they were busy and they hadn't had time to eat. They hadn't had time to walk with Jesus. They were serving. But notice this, they were starving. I don't know about you, but how many of you ever been hangry before? You hadn't eaten any food? And you don't know if somebody tries to talk to you and you hadn't had that food, what's going to come out your mouth? You know what I'm talking about? Hangry? Let's look at verse number 31 again. The Bible says, and he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while, for there were many coming and going. And watch this now. They had no leisure so much as to eat. If that's me, that's a problem. I have to eat. Got to get my food, got to get my coffee. Just the other day, my wife had this coffee, and being a good husband, I poured enough coffee. It was that cold brew stuff, and I poured that coffee into the mug, and I poured it just enough to where there was just a little bit left, but not enough for her to have a full glass. How many of you husbands ever done that before? Yeah, and the wife is just like, I'm going to kill you dead, okay? My wife said to me, this was actually Saturday, she said, be careful when you come home. I said, why is that? Did you drink my coffee? I don't know who else is going to drink your coffee. I will. She said, you left me just enough to where there's like barely, like you could shake the container and you can, there's a little bit in there. It's like when the kids drink all the milk down and there's just a little bit left. They didn't tell mom we need more milk and there's not enough for anybody. It doesn't do anybody any good. And she said, I haven't had my coffee today, so you better tread carefully. I said, can I get you a Starbucks? She goes, no, it's too late for that now. If I don't get my coffee in the morning, what's the point? I need to be able to sleep. She didn't get the sustenance that she needed, and my life was in danger. These disciples have been so busy, they didn't get what they needed, not just physically. Of course, they didn't have any leisure to eat, but they had no time to walk with Christ. They weren't fed spiritually. And mark it down tonight, if you're too busy to walk with God, then you're much too busy. If you've got schedules and assignments and different things that are going on in your life, and you say, well, I don't have time today to read my Bible, or I don't have time to pray, or I don't have time to walk with God today. Listen, if that is your story tonight, then you are just simply too busy. I've said this before from the pulpit. Busyness doesn't rob you of your priorities. It reveals what your priorities are. These disciples had no leisure to eat. I wonder tonight, is there anybody here that is so busy that you're missing out on what's really important? You've put what's urgent over what's important. These disciples were in an intense duration of ministry. Secondly, tonight, there was an invitation for them to disconnect. I love this. Look at verse number 31, if you would, please. The Bible says, and he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. I want you to know tonight that rest is not a sign of weakness. Rest is a sign of wisdom. I hear pastor tell the story often when I was growing up here as a teenager, talking about a young preacher that was going after it. He was in the ministry, he was serving, he was getting after it, and somebody said to him, hey, you need to take a break, you need to take a rest. And this young preacher looked at the person talking to him and said, well, the devil doesn't take a rest, why should I? Way to go, comparing yourself to the devil, right? The devil may not take a break, but you can sometimes. Rest is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of wisdom, and Jesus is calling them away. Come away and take rest for just a little while. The goal is not to get away, the goal is to get to Christ. You're never separated from the Lord Jesus. It's not separating from the Lord Jesus. Sometimes you have to separate from the busyness to separate unto the Lord Jesus. You're never leaving the Lord Jesus. There was an invitation to disconnect. They were invited to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Think about this tonight. Jesus himself modeled rest. In Mark chapter 1, verse number 34, I'll read it to you. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils. And he suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before the day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Mark chapter 6, verse number 45, later in our text tonight, the Bible says, and straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed in a mountain to pray. Luke chapter number 6 and verse number 12 says this, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. The more demand there was on the Lord Jesus, the more he withdrew to seek his Father. Listen, I'm telling you tonight, yes, we have work. Yes, we have ministry. Yes, we have things that we need to do. But Jesus says, before you do any of those things, come apart before you fall apart, okay? Come be with me. Separate unto me. They were invited to a place, or person. Secondly, they were invited to a place. Look again, please, at verse number 31. The Bible says, he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a what? A desert place. It's a place that signifies that is away from distraction. It's a place that is separate from people that they could get to him. It's a place where there was no other distraction. Sometimes you must disconnect to reconnect. Sometimes you must disconnect to reconnect. Have you ever run up against an electronic that was not working the way it was supposed to work. From time to time in the office, we have about 1,000 group texts amongst the staff and different people. And every now and again, the text will come up, does anybody know what is the matter with the copier, the printer, whatever that thing is? Does anybody have an idea? It's not receiving the files that I'm sent, and there's a lot of things you can do to troubleshoot. I find that problem at home sometimes. The internet goes out. How many of you ever had your router at home go out? Isn't that frustrating? And to me, it always seems to happen when there's an exciting sporting event on, and the guy shoots the ball as time expires, and the internet goes out, and you're like, what on the earth? What's going on here? You know what I found? Most of the time, you don't have to call some contractor, you don't have to get some IT guy. You know, you could get on Google or ChatGPT, you can figure it out. But most of the time, you know what I find out does the trick? What does the problem? Turn the thing off and turn it on again. We used to have Xfinity. We've got something else now. Not that Xfinity was bad, but the internet would go out and I would get on the app and find out. And that's the first thing they tell you to do. They say, turn it off. Wait for 30 seconds, and then turn it back on. If it doesn't work after that, you got a real problem. So you go, you unplug the thing, or you press the button to turn it off, and you sit there and you wait, and you wait, and then you count to 30 real fast, and then you plug the thing back in, turn it on again, and the things start flashing on the front there, and then one by one, the lights turn on, and finally, look at that. I disconnected, and now I'm reconnected. You know what I found tonight? That doesn't only work with the router at home, that works with people as well. You got to turn off sometimes so you can get reconnected. They got into this desert place away from distraction. They got away from everything that was going on. They got to focus on the Lord Jesus, and that's what we need to do tonight is get back to focusing and looking at the Lord Jesus, going with Him, walking with Him. Sometimes you have to disconnect to reconnect. They were invited to a person. They were invited to a place. Sometimes we need to disconnect to reconnect. Thirdly tonight, lastly, we talked about how the disciples had been serving. We talked about how they had an intense duration of ministry, how there was an invitation to disconnect. But thirdly tonight, there was an interconnection with Jesus' desire. They got reconnected with Jesus' desire. Look, please, at verse number 34. We're wrapping up tonight. The Bible says in Jesus, verse 34, when He came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them because they were as sheep not having a shepherd, and He began to teach them many things. Think about these disciples. They'd just gotten away with Jesus. They'd just gotten a little bit of rest. They'd come away. They were able to take some time apart before they fell apart, right? But as they got apart with the Lord Jesus, the people started seeing and watching, well, there goes Jesus and there goes His disciples. Remember, we talked about the disciples. They're busy. They're big time in their burden. And the people wanted a piece of Jesus. The people wanted a piece of these disciples. They began to follow after Jesus into the wilderness, into the desert there. And the mindset of the Lord Jesus is not send them away. It's always give you them to eat. Buy them food. It's never send them away. It's always come unto me, ye that are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Jesus brings them unto them. There was rest. Rest is not a time to retire. Rest is a time to reset. After they reset, it wasn't a time to retire. It was time to go forward and keep serving God after they reconnected with Jesus' desire. Notice their response. There's a producing Savior. Look at verse 37. He answered and said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they say unto Him, shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread and give them to eat? They had a Savior that knew where the sustenance was going to come from. And when we try to do things on our own, eventually we're going to run dry. Eventually we're going to get burnt out. But when you keep going back to the Lord Jesus, He replenishes you. He renews you. I love what the Bible says. His mercies are new every morning. I'm going to trip on this carpet and fall off. That wouldn't have been good. But His mercies are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. We have a God that resets, and we have a God that renews. You think there's no more mercy available, but you go in the morning to check if there's some, and there's been a fresh shipment in. Jesus, He's a producing Savior. These disciples kept going back and forth to the Lord Jesus, and He kept providing for them. Proven sustenance. Verse 38. He saith unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew it, they said, 5 and 2 fishes. Listen, Jesus is the one where we get the power. Jesus is the one where we get the provision. It's all wrapped up in not serving for him, but serving with him. These disciples got recalibrated. They showed a powerful service. Look at verse number 41. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of the fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. Wow, these disciples were drained and tired, but they had a little walk with Jesus, and now they're reset and ready to go. They're reset. They're ready to go. How about Jesus giving them to eat? How many of you ever worked in food service before? I worked at Cracker Barrel. I worked at Publix. You think I look goofy now? Imagine me with a hairnet on. It was awful. I worked with Brother Andy, actually. He was over there selling lottery tickets and cigarettes to people, and I was giving out sliced meats. I love you. He said to me earlier this week, he said, you need to change those Sunday night hymns because I can't sing that high. I thought you did a great job. Working at Publix, I'll never forget. If you've worked in food service any length of time, you know that this happens. Inevitably, you're watching the clock. I used to work at the C. Plum Publix over there by Jupiter Middle School, and we used to close at 11. And I was in the deli, and more often than not, I would close the deli, me and just one other person. I'll never forget this. It was 10:51. We closed in 9 minutes. Here comes this lady. How many think pub subs are the way to go, by the way? They got that new soft bread. Don't miss out, okay? Anyways, this lady comes in 9 minutes to close. The coworker that I was with, he hit himself in the back. He ain't talking to nobody. It's just time to close. So he left me out there by myself. Now, if you've ever been to the C. Plum Publix, there's apartments and townhouses that are behind that Publix, behind that plaza. And the lady came to me. She said, our family just moved in. Well, that's wonderful. Welcome. I need to order 11 sandwiches. I wasn't very Christ-like at that moment. When Jesus said, give ye them to eat, I was like, you need to go on somewhere with that. Taco Bell's open. You can eat great even late. Wait a minute, that's Wendy's, isn't it? It was my job, and so begrudgingly, I took the sandwich out, got the bread, got the cheese. We'd already thrown everything out that night, you know. And, of course, I'd like a Philly cheese, which means if you work in the deli at Publix, you got to restart the grill. You got to butter it all up with the oil. It takes time to cook those things. And I sat there, my coworker in the back peeking out, just like, I'm not exactly sure where I was going with that story. Oh, yes. Jesus always had the mentality, you might be tired, but give you them to eat. And we're not always that. I know when I was working that late night at Publix, I was not give you them to eat. I was like, go away. But the more we spend time with the Lord Jesus, the more our heartbeat becomes like his heartbeat. Too many times, the Lord would put on my heart, you need to talk to that person, you need to minister to that person. When I'm tired, send them away. Go, let them go take care. They're adults, they should take care of their own problems, right? But Jesus says, no, minister. That only comes when you spend time with him. I think about Moses in the book of Exodus, wandering the wilderness as a shepherd, in the backside of the desert where nobody knew his name after he had fled from Egypt. And one day he's walking through the wilderness, he's walking through the desert, and he walks up upon a burning bush. I challenge you to read it some. It's Exodus chapter 2, 3, 4, and Moses walks up on this burning bush, and there's 2 words that the Bible uses that captured me, and it says, I will now turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. That's a deliberate choice to turn aside to see something. And I'm telling you tonight, a walk with Jesus, come apart before you fall apart, it's a deliberate choice. It doesn't happen on accident, it happens on purpose. Moses, the Bible says, turned aside, and as he turned aside, the deliberate choice to seek what was going on with this bush, as Moses turned aside, what did he hear? He heard, first of all, his name, Moses! Now that throw you for a loop. You're walking, you're going to see why is this bush burning, but it's not being consumed. And as he takes a step towards the bush, he hears his name. God speaks to him, Moses! And you know, when we take the time to turn aside, you're going to hear God speak to your heart. You're going to hear God recharge you. Moses takes another step towards that burning bush. What happens next? He heard his name, and now God is saying to them, remove thy sandals from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Now Moses isn't just hearing his name. Now Moses is getting direction from God. Be sanctified. Be holy. Release your sins to me. And as he got closer to the presence of God, he hears his name. Yes. And as he gets closer to that burning bush in the presence of God, he hears that he needs to take off his sandals. Of course, walking in the desert, your shoes are going to get dirty. And it's a reminder that as God's people, as we get closer to him, we're reminded that God is a holy God. As Moses got closer, he hears his name. He takes off his sandals because he's standing on holy ground. He takes another step towards that burning bush. What does he hear next? He hears the heartbeat of God. What does he hear? My people are in bondage in Egypt by reason of the taskmasters. Moses was very busy. As we know, shepherding is a very, very busy job. It could be a very dirty job, but Moses took the time, the Bible says, to turn aside. And as he turned aside, God's heartbeat became his heartbeat. Go to my people. I wonder tonight, are you too busy to walk with God? God reminds us to come apart or you'll fall apart. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's not a rest from the work, it's rest in the work. It's working with Jesus rather than for Jesus. There was an English missionary surgeon by the name of Dr. Paul Brand. He was a world-renowned orthopedic surgeon, and he spent much of his life treating patients with leprosy in India and later in the United States. One day he was performing surgery on these lepers. He found a procedure. He came up with a procedure repairing tendons and different things. People with leprosy in India, these very painful things that they were going through. He spent one day performing surgery after surgery, long surgery, and he was headed home. He was exhausted from a day of work and ready to get some rest. As he was leaving, a nurse came to him and said, Dr. Brand, there's another patient. He's in such pain. His hands, they're hurting. His feet, they're hurting. I know you're tired, but is there any way that you can take this patient? Is there any way that you can do one more surgery today? This patient is in such great pain. After a long day, Dr. Paul Brand had every right to say, we could do that another time. Let's wait until tomorrow. He was tired. He needed rest. But something compelled him to perform the surgery that day. Nothing out of the ordinary. Instead of going home, he turned around, went back into the clinic, and spent several hours operating on the man's hands and feet, doing what he could do to restore the function and ease the suffering that this patient had. Later, the nurse asked him, why didn't you just rest? And he said these words, rest is not the absence of activity. It is the restoration of purpose. I found rest in doing what I was called to do. Tonight, let us draw nigh unto the Lord Jesus. Maybe you're busy, maybe you're tired, maybe you're burnt out. Christ compels you to come to him. Not away from the work, but away unto him. Receive rest, receive reset, receive help from the Lord Jesus tonight. Come apart before you fall apart. And God's people said,